We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're going to turn our attention to a little more NFL stuff. And we're talking, this guy, so you probably wouldn't know this, Kim, but this guy back in the day when I hosted for Joe B or someone I filled in for, he was one of my first guests. And I mispronounced his last name during the interview.
Okay.
But he didn't correct me until we were done because he didn't want to ruin the flow of the interview.
He's a nice guy.
I've never forgotten him for
He's a very nice guy.
His name is Mike Garofalo from NFL Network.
Did you call him Garofalo?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And he didn't say anything until the end. He goes, hey, just for next time. So, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Tim Jones, Jerry Rello, what's happening?
I have a very important question for you to get started, actually. So you're a football guy. Let's just say... You've got 4th and 10 on your own 24-yard line in a really close game with a lot of time left. Do you A, punt the football, B, punt the football, C, punt the football, D, punt the football, or E, try some asinine fake punt that loses a yard? Your thoughts?
If the Eagles Philly special had failed in the Super Bowl, we would say, what idiocy was that? You're on the doorstep and you're trying that garbage on 4th down in the Super Bowl. And it's genius if it works. It's idiocy if it doesn't work. Now, that being said, situationally, it didn't make much sense to
right.
me.
Right.
And there's a lot that needs to happen on that play going horizontally instead of right. I like the fake punch that really bing bang. And before a return team can even react, the fake punt has happened. That, to me, was way too slow. That's what I didn't like about it, to be honest with you.
And he needed 10 yards.
Yeah. And
in a four-point game.
And the punter not even throwing a block didn't help you at all. Even if he probably tried, probably nothing would have come of that anyway. So, I don't like the call situationally. I do like coaches that like to be aggressive at times. There's not a whole lot about that one that I like.
Yeah, Mike, not just because of yesterday, although it can't possibly help. Do you think there's any chance Mike McCarthy's in some trouble in Dallas?
I don't think so. In large part because his quarterback went down.
Right.
And honestly, the biggest disappointment for me this season for the Dallas Cowboys is Andy Dalton. I really thought he was going to come in and play well. I did. It's a guy who I thought in Cincinnati, things just kind of were done there. And I said, oh boy, here we go. Here's the career renaissance for Andy Dalton. Cannot believe that he's not playing better football. And look, there were a couple of, the pass to Lamb in the end zone that was right on his hands that he didn't grab. Maybe that changes things a little bit. But I really thought this offense was going to keep humming with Andy Dalton, and it hasn't. Maybe you pin that a little bit on the coaching staff as well, that they haven't been able to adjust and get him going as well. But I think that's the long answer. The short answer to your question is no, I don't think so.
And I don't disagree with what you say about Dalton, but the one thing I would say is, defensively, they've given up 4,000 points this year, and they can't stop the run. I mean, it's
now,
more than
now
Andy
that
Dalton.
Needs to be, yeah, now that needs to be addressed. And there's two ways you can go with that. You can say, all right, we're changing coordinators, or we're completely revamping our personnel on the defensive side of the ball because we've got guys that just won't buy into what he wants to do or maybe aren't a good fit for what he wants to do. Well, now get the personnel that makes sense on that side of the ball. I'll be curious to see which way they go with that, the Cowboys.
Mike, let's stay in the division because, you know, listen, you can call it anything you want, and it's been, you know, many adjectives have been used to describe the NFC East. It is interesting and it is competitive. And I look at an Eagles team that you know so well, Mike Garofalo, and and by logic, they should be the front runner here, given that they were the only team not to have considerable change this offseason. And yet they can't get out of their own way. And Carson Wentz looks like he's regressed. What is your take on the Eagles?
I can't believe that. Like last week to me, that was the get right game. I really thought they were going to win that game. It felt kind of like Buffalo last year when they went up there and they were struggling and they couldn't find a rhythm. And then they just ran the football and finally got themselves in rhythm and back on track. And they're the kind of team over the last couple of years that kind of when they're backed against the wall, that's when they've responded. This year's team, for whatever reason, hasn't done that. Now, to me, that's frightening if you're Doug Peterson, because does that mean that you've just got yourself backed up so many times that you just eventually you run out of those moments? That's got me a little worried. The other thing is, what are you going to do? I mean, the last step before firing Doug Peterson, which I don't think is going to happen here. I don't think Doug Peterson, based on the conversations that I've had, it would have to be some kind of, and I said this to somebody, it had to be some kind of meltdown. And somebody said, what do you think's happening right now? I said, no, it's really, really bad and locker room turmoil and all that stuff. I think he's safe otherwise. But now you've got to change up the coaching staff, which you already did. You did that last year. And you can't tell me you're going to change the defensive side of the ball because they've actually been playing okay over there. In fact, I think that defense would be playing even better if the offense was playing better. They're trying to carry this team, and there's only so much that they can do right now. So I don't know what I would do if I was the Eagles, because I don't sense that they're going to fire Doug, having been playoff berth after playoff berth following a Super Bowl. So now what do you do? And you really got to do something drastic on the offensive side of the ball. He's got to give up play calling, bring in somebody with a completely new offense and somebody to finally get home to Carson Wentz, because he's got too many voices in his head right now. They have to simplify that. They know they have to simplify that this offseason.
Mike Garofalo, NFL Network with us. You know, the Brett Favre thing from a couple of weeks ago, I thought he was nuts when he said what he said about the Foles-Wentz thing. Is he right? I mean, is Wentz, you know, has he lost it so much to where you talk about too many voices, whatever the case may be? Because I'm with you. Watching him in Cleveland last week, I was blown away. And I know the weather was bad, but he was terrible in that game.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just a weather thing. I mean, it was a decision-making thing, which is, I go back to the first game this kid ever started. He had very little preseason work because he got hurt in the preseason, and he was coming from an FCS program. So it's not like he played big time college football. I mean, listen, I say that and the North Dakota people go crazy because it's big time college football. So you know what I mean?
Yep.
From a competitive standpoint. I mean, even Tua right now is going through the, oh, that's what open in the NFL is. It's not like he was in college with a guy running free. I mean, he talked about that this week. Long story short, for him to come out of the gate and play as well as he did right away in his rookie season, and then he kind of dipped once people got some film on him and he had to figure some things out. For him to not see the field was head-scratching, really. I mean, that should be one of his strengths. So that's why I feel like he's got to figure out a way to reset himself. But I continue to say, the one good thing for the Eagles and Carson Wentz right now is how poorly Nick Foles is playing in Chicago. Because if he was playing well right now, this thing would be beyond reclamation. Yep. Because people would be just going absolutely ballistic about keeping the wrong guy. Should have kept Foles. Look how he's doing in Chicago. I think it was the right call. I still think it was the right call. I think Nick Foles, his MO over his career has been to play well until everything's kind of handed over to him and then kind of tail off. So I think that probably would have happened over the long term if he had been the guy that the Eagles chose over Wentz. I don't agree with Brett Favre on that one.
Mike Garofalo, my colleague at NFL Network, joining Jerry Recco and me, Kim Jones, here on The Fan. Mike, you look at the Giants' next three games. So they go to the Bengals without Burrow, which is just sickening. I'd love to see that kid play. And then Seahawks are at the Giants, Giants at the Cardinals. So it's not like they have a bunch of gimmies in a row here, but they certainly are favorites and should be in Cincinnati. What is your take? You talk to more people around the league than I do. What is your take that, kind of taking the temperature of what people think of this Giants team and the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was right away, and Kim, you know, we talked about it, yep. And I kind of mentioned it after the Steelers game, and I was trading texts with some folks around the league and saying, this team already looks different. This mm-hmm. team already looks like one that is going to give you a hard time, is not going to make it easy on you, is probably going to jump up and win some games. See, to me, it was basically where their record is right now, but winning some games that you didn't expect, some games in which they were severe underdogs. Now, that really hasn't happened. They won the games that you would expect them to win to this point, but in the other games, they've been competitive. I mean, the Rams game, they made them work for it. The Bears game, they wound up coming back and made them work for it. I mean, really, the only one they laid down, if I'm remembering correctly, was the 49ers
yep.
game, which
yeah.
was pretty much an anomaly when you look at everything else they've done, including Tampa Bay and some of the other games that they've played. So that's what, you know, somebody compared it to Patricia. You know, Joe Judge is making this team play the way Matt Patricia wants his team to play and has tried to make them play over 3 years. And I make the comparison because they're both Belichick guys. For whatever reason, Joe Judge has got this team playing smartly the way that Belichick does and the way that Matt Patricia hasn't. So you've got to look at this stretch of three games coming up. Yes, I get that two of them are on the road, but if you win this one this week, which you should, now you go 1-1 in the other. Now you're 2-1 in this stretch here, which I'm sure that they would take right now.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. So they're right in it. One of the things that Judge said when I talked to him before the Eagles game in Philly, you know, they've got to understand the difference between why we won the previous week, which is the Washington game, and why we didn't win those other games. Those last few things that we need to do to win the football games, I feel like he's starting to get them to understand that.
Couple more for Mike Garofolo, NFL Network. Are the Jets going to win a game, or do you think this is 0-16?
Yeah. No, they might win this week. They might. At some point, you got to understand, over the course of a season, I mean, I know you can look at it and say, oh, they can't win this game, they can't win this game again. These games don't happen in a vacuum, right? So now you're getting the Dolphins at home with Tua banged up in practice, not playing well. You've got a Raiders team coming up. Is that next week's game? I know it's coming up
soon. It is.
Soon.
Next week, yep.
A Raiders team that you really handled last year, in your own building. I understand a lot of things have changed, but you know, at some point they jump up and they win a game here in the coming weeks. I would say, I'll say they win one of their next two here. They either beat the Dolphins or the Raiders. How about that?
I will say I picked them to win this week.
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go, Jared.
They
Rackle.
Might.
Do you think they should want to? I get it. I understand it. And I know players want to win and no one wants to go winless. I understand all of that. But man, do you set yourself back as a franchise if you win?
What's the tie? I haven't looked at the tiebreaker. So if they win and the Jaguars, let's suppose they even the Jaguars, would the Jags then get the number one overall?
I think, yeah, then they'd have two.
part of me wonders if Adam Gase is still in a job here because they're saying, yeah, let's see how low we can go. why try to give us a spark in the middle
why
of the
mess
season
up a good
where,
thing?
Right. Everybody keeps screaming for it. You know, the other thing is you turn this team over to Greg Williams. I don't know that you want that. And listen, Greg Williams as an interim coach won some games, right? So maybe that's what you don't want. You don't want this spark to happen and all of a sudden you ruin your draft position. You might as well let Adam Gase play it out. Nobody said that to me. That's just me kind of thinking on my own and understanding what the Jets are trying to do here. So I would say that that's the answer because, look, Gase and the coaching staff are trying to win. The players are trying to win, Kim. You know, you mentioned
yep.
that.
Yep.
So the best the way to tank is to do things from the top that can basically ensure that your team is going into each game with the best chance to lose, I guess. And I'm not I say that I'm not making it sound nefarious. I'm just, you know, at this point, they're looking to 21 and beyond and probably just saying, all right, let's just well, you know, what are we playing for this year? We know we're looking at things going forward.
And my last one, I've heard all good things about Trevor Lawrence. Now, you and I both know someone's going to come up with a knock somewhere along the line. But, you know, are you mostly, you know, in accord with me on that?
Yeah.
I think that this guy's the real deal, in other words. I don't think you can say, well, we'll take the second or third best quarterback in this draft. No, I mean, this is the guy you want.
Well, the only thing that I've heard, and it's just one person who said, you know, you got to be careful because he's not really – it's not Joe Burrow the way he's asked to read the field and all these things. And I said, I understand that, but you're going to run into a lot of that in college football because that's what a lot of these programs are running. So you've got to project out that, hey, once we throw more on his plate and ask him to do different things that he's going to have to do in the NFL, that he's going to be able to handle it. So that'll be part of the draft process. That'll probably be the only knock that you'll wind up hearing on him. As we get into the draft process, Kim.
They're almost all looking at flashcards on the sidelines, though.
What's that?
They're almost all looking over to the sidelines for the flashcards.
And that's what I said to that person. I said, look, Burrow is an anomaly. The things that Joe Burrow was asked to do and was able to do at the college level, you don't often see that. And guys who have gone number one overall have not been asked to do that. So Burrow was as sure a thing. And when I say a sure thing, the knock on him was, well, wait a minute, this kind of came out of nowhere.
He did it 1 year. Yep.
Right, exactly.
They always find a knock.
There's always a knock, Kim. Always a knock.
Well, Mike, thanks very much. We appreciate a couple of minutes. Enjoy your holiday weekend and the football this weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Mike, very much.
Thanksgiving, and enjoy the rest of your weekend as well.
Same to you. Thank you, Mike.
Awesome. Good stuff there. And you could talk to him about the whole league. I didn't get to the Steelers or the Chiefs.
No, I like that stuff. And I'm telling you, the NFC East, I get that it's an easy punchline right now, and everyone's using one, some funny, some not, frankly, probably more not, just because it's predictable. But it is interesting. The NFL wants parity. They might want better quality of play, but they got parity, particularly in that division.
And all four teams have different storylines.
100%.
Very different storylines.
That's the interesting part to me, though, Jerry. And each has a strength.
And it is funny because just looking at the standings, and you got to scratch your head when you talk about what the NFC East is and quality of play. You look at the AFC North. I mean, good Lord. And then you compare the two. It's really incredible. But you're right. Interesting storylines for all four teams, and we'll see who comes away.
Like, hypothetically, you drop Burrow into this year's NFC East, whichever team. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it doesn't matter for these purposes. Sure. But then you put Burrow in the AFC North, which is what he's in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he still has
played well.
Has played well.
Agreed.
Certainly well enough.
Yep.
Certainly promising, and you hope he comes back healthy and whole.
Yeah, that injury.
Yeah, I mean, he can come back. He can come back.
It'll be a long time, that's all.
Yeah, he could come back by next year. Listen, Jerry, they're superhuman. They're not like us.
I know they are.
They're not like us.
I know they are. It just reminded me, and I think Fliegelman will remember, when Giannotti last week was talking about a story about the big boss, about something he was looking for an answer for, and the big boss's response was, and you did it perfectly, and you didn't even realize. 9:23.
I did not do an impression, though. Don't put that stuff on me.
I didn't say you did. It was pretty good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.